Back now with Day to Day. Norah Jones fans, you can see her perform next week, but it will be a trek. She'll be in Iceland. It's going to be much easier to hear the other daughter of Ravi Shankar, Anushka Shankar, also a musician. She's been collaborating with producer and songwriter Kirsch Kale on an album called Breathing Underwater. Day-to-Day contributor Derek Rath has more.
Qualifications. That's what you need to pull off a complex project like Breathing Underwater, combining, as it does, pop, classical music, electronica, and Indian ragas. This duo definitely has the credentials to do it. Anushka Shankar is a sitarist and classically trained daughter of Ravi Shankar. On the other hand, Kirsch Kale is a composer, multi-instrumentalist, and mainstay of the New York club scene. Such a project wouldn't be born out of miraculous happenstance or one of those brilliant ideas in the wee hours. Here's Anushka Shankar.
It was actually both. It probably started at 3 o'clock in the morning when we first recorded a piece of music together. And the act of making a piece of music together is sort of what made us discover how easy it was to work together and that we had this really great musical chemistry. It's only love, you know how it feels. Feeling is easy, I know.
They wanted the music to reflect how their Indian heritage has crossed paths with a multiplicity of genres. And they soon realized they had plenty of collaborators close by. Norah Jones is Anushka's sister. Still, Anushka was a little shy to ask her to participate.
Easy is a song that was just literally something that I've hummed to myself for years, just without even knowing it's something I've written. You know when that happens? You just sing it in the shower or sing it wherever. And I was kind of shy to bring it up to her, really, and she had to coax it out of me a little bit. But, you know, I sang the first line feeling really silly, and then she sang it and it sounded amazing, so went with it. I've been shown
the other side. The song Sea Dreamer, featuring Sting, is one of the album's many references to water. I was on the dark side, I was sailing towards the light. I made my way through a sea of silence, a pirate's life full of worthless time. The title track, Breathing Underwater, illustrates the significance in more ways than one.
There seemed to be a water theme coming back again and again, just when it came to feelings of wistfulness or mystery or longing that had to do with our lifestyles, having to do with distance from people we're close to and all those longing wistfulness. And on the second side, it sort of hints at, you know, challenges and doing what seems impossible, which a lot of the times this record did feel like.
That challenge lay in a no-holds-barred credo Anushka and Kirsch began with. While Little Glass Folk was Anushka's idea, she needed some convincing to include it on the album.
This is where also our arranger came in, Salim Merchant, who's another good friend, who is one of the top Bollywood composers today. And that was, I mean, the whole outline of that track was my idea, but I was the one who would have abandoned it, you know, sort of being nervous about trying to put it on a record that's also electronic and all these other things.
The most poignant melding of classical East-West motifs and electronica comes on Oceanic, a duet between Anushka and her mentor and father, Ravi Shankar.
It's the two of us playing together where it's improvised and he's sort of leading the show and throwing ideas out at me and I'm supposed to catch them and respond in a very Indian classical manner. For the most part, he's stepped away from being a governing figure when I'm being creative. And that's something I had to do as well, was kind of step away from his influences or shapes influencing me too much.
Nowhere is this more apparent than on Slither, where producer and electronica guru Gaurav Rainer slices and dices her sitar line in a way that would make a purist cringe.
Sitar purists, I don't know what they'd think of a record like this. But being a classical artist is one thing, and it's an amazing thing. But on this, I was working with friends, and there was something very casual and very fun about it. And it really brought back an element of, you know, is anything really wrong if it sounds good or if it feels good? It wasn't contrived. You know, it's not like we tried to make a genre-hopping CD or tried to make a statement with it or anything.
How can you have gone too far when your journey's just begun? For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Anushka Shankar and Karsh Kale released their album today. It's called Breathing Underwater.